That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Well, the Bombers sideline hit with an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and so it was going to be very close to a first down. Instead, the ball backed up to the 36 with a penalty. Mountain Home with four penalties for 50 yards in that first half. Three 15-yard penalties against Mountain Home. I said first half, in the first quarter. And that is something that they have not done all season long, is commit a lot of penalties, and boy, they have in the first 12 minutes of this one. So now the Bombers backed up, looking at a third and 15 from the 36-yard line. They had got very close to the first down. They hadn't had a chance to measure yet because they marked off the penalty. Tabor to pass, left side, and it's going to be incomplete. Looking Alonzo's way once again. So now fourth and 15 coming up for this Bomber offense.
Fourth and 15, I'm going to go back to the play before that, you know, the unsportsmanlike on the sidelines. He was tackled at, you know, after the whistle blew. They're obviously frustrated. They're playing well, but they can't let penalties kill them. They look really good so far, but they can't let the penalties kill them tonight. Not with a team like Jonesboro in town.
The first drive of the game, they were moving the ball well. Speaking of Mountain Home's offense, had a penalty, backed them up, couldn't recover. And now this drive, same thing. I mean, if they didn't have the first, they were within a couple of inches, and they were moving the ball very well. Let's see if they can convert. Fourth and 15 here. And Tabor back to pass. Being flushed out of the pocket, sacked, and the big man comes up. That's Pointer. We talked about him. Kevin Pointer, that defensive tackle, actually playing the nose guard position, comes up and sacks Tabor back at the 40-yard line. It's a loss of four, and the Bombers give it up on downs. And the penalties, a killer again on this drive.
That's exactly what you don't want to see. And you know, big old Pointer, 300 pounds. It can't feel good when that guy falls on you.
So the Jonesboro offense comes back on the field. They'll take over at the 40-yard line, their own 40. And we've got a whistle and have some movement up front. It is a procedure penalty against the Hurricane, their first penalty of the night.
I was about to say, it's kind of nice seeing a penalty going for somebody besides the Bombers.
So first and 15 coming up now for the Hurricane. 11:45 left in this opening half. Jumper, play action, looking down the right side, has a man complete at the 40. This is Lutz. It loads the tackler at the 35. He's going to take it to the end zone. Touchdown, Jonesboro. It is a 65-yard touchdown pass from cross jumper to Tate Lutz. Boy, he threw that ball well.
He did. He threw the ball really well, and that receiver making a great job of getting those yards after the catch. You know, there was two Bombers standing between him and the end zone. He just found a way to get around them.
So a two-touchdown lead now for Jonesboro with 11:32 left in this first half. Childers in to attempt the extra point again.
Childers in to attempt the extra point.
Snap is down, kick is up, and it's good. 14-0. It's Jonesboro with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
14-0, Jonesboro leads this. Elsewhere in the conference, 7-0, Pine Bluff leads Sylvan Hills. West Memphis and Marion knotted up at 7, no score yet on the Searcy-Jacksonville game. 11:32 left in the opening quarter here, 14-0, Jonesboro. And the Hurricane getting ready to kick off. Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin giving us some stats before that touchdown there by Jonesboro. Here's the kick by Childers into the end zone for the touchback. Mountain Home had 95 yards of offense, and Jonesboro had 17. That is hard to believe, and the fact now that all of a sudden it's 14-0, Tobias.
It just doesn't tell the right story, does it?
No, it doesn't. 65-yard touchdown pass. On the play, 40 yards rushing for Tabor in that first quarter, and Williams had 17, Hirschberger 18 for Mountain Home. So the Bombers have it at the 20-yard line. They have moved the ball well. Let's see if they can put together another drive and not commit penalties. Tabor gives it off on the misdirection play. Coming to the near side, Linus Hirschberger. First down, 30, 35, and he is going to pick up about 23 yards on the play. Hirschberger with the big run. Downfield blocking. I want to give a shout-out to Colton Peters right there. That young man, the senior, hasn't played football in years, but concentrating on basketball. He was downfield as the lead blocker and helped that run.
I saw somebody's ankles fly up in the air. He mowed that boy over.
He's the leading tackler at a safety position for the defense and playing to the wide receiver spot there. Here's Junior with a run across the 45 to the 46. He'll pick up about 3 on first down.
And again, the same thing we've seen. The offense is moving the ball really well. Now they just got to make sure they settle in and not let a penalty send them back.
4 penalties for 50 yards in that first quarter for Mountain Home. Peters back into the game. He'll bring the play in from the sideline. He'll be the wide out to the right side. Working from the near hash. 10:35 left in the opening half. 14-0. Jonesboro leads it. Tabor will give it this time. And the ball came loose. And Jonesboro has it. A fumble as... somewhere at the mesh point, the ball popped loose, and Jonesboro recovers at the Mountain Home 49, first turnover of the night.
Couldn't tell there if it was on the exchange or if he got a hand on it. The ball just came straight down, and Bombers just couldn't recover.
So penalties and now a turnover, killing the offense in the first half that has moved the ball so well. Jonesboro gets it back now at the Mountain Home 49-yard line with 10:23 left in the opening half. Jumper, play action, wants to pass again, being flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the right. Now rolling backwards, throws it to the sideline, it's incomplete. He was looking for Tobar's big tight end, and it's just over his head and Alpha's hand out of bounds.
To do this justice, you have to visualize a sophomore throwing off his back foot 25 yards and just about hitting the guy right where the pass needed to go. I mean, this kid's talented.
He is. He has an arm. And we saw his speed earlier, too, on his touchdown.
Absolutely.
Run. Second down now for Jonesboro. Second and 10 from the Mountain Home 49. They look to the sideline to get the play signaled in, and now we've got a penalty flag from the near sideline, the Mountain Home sideline, and I don't know if we have movement up front or the Mountain Home jump. No, that's against Jonesboro. They were signaling the number is what it was. Must have been the receiver on this side. That moves the Hurricane back to their own 46-yard line.
Now, Jonesboro's done that several times. It looks like they get up there and really just try to draw you off sides first before they look to the sidelines and pick that play up. I think that one just got away from him.
Jumper continues to work out of the Shotgun hands it off. This is McDonald going right side. He'll get the five back they lost on the penalty.
Now, if we're going to call chop blocks, that guard coming from that opposite side right there just that
was got him, did he?
He got him good. He got him good.
Jonesboro quickly to the line of scrimmage. A three-man front for the Bombers on third and about 12 here for Jonesboro. Jumper, empty backfield, trips to the right. He's looking to the left, though. Across the middle, ball tipped, and it's incomplete. Matt Holm gets their hand on it as it was tipped that time by Lathan Aldridge, who's in there playing defense, and incomplete, and Jonesboro will be forced to punt.
Did a good job, good play on the football there, getting his hand on the ball, knocking it down. Keeping Jonesboro from getting that big play, getting it going the other way.
Mountain Home is not going to put anybody back deep to return the punt. And last time they did that, Childers got one inside the one-yard line. Mountain Home doesn't think they're going to punt. Childers in punt formation here on 4th and 12 from their own 49-yard line. High snap. He'll pull it down, and he gets the kick away. A high spiraling kick. This is going to hit at the 11 and take a Mountain Home bounce and go out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. So that is, now we got a flag thrown, and this is going to be on Jonesboro, I believe, on unsportsmanlike conduct. Some jawing out there going on between the teams, and now the officials will get together. A lot of jawing. Stephen Valero, senior, is going to get flagged here for Jonesboro. Bombers are going to have the ball at the 17 after the punt. Second three and out, though, by the Bomber defense. I know they've given up a couple of touchdowns, but a couple of three and outs against this Jonesboro offense.
I think the offense here is setting up. He's got a good, decent field position to start. You know, they've been moving the football well. Like I said, just, you know, a couple of minor setbacks. Really like to see them start.
Personal foul. There's two penalties against Jonesboro. So there's a personal foul and an unsportsmanlike conduct, and the officials are talking with Randy Coleman, the head coach of Jonesboro. The ball was at the 17. That's going to move it all the way out to the 47-yard line.
They just even the penalty battle in a single play.
Wow. So a couple of 15-yard penalties. And the Bombers have it at the 47.
If you're the offense right now, you're excited because now you got great field position. You're getting ready to go down and one score touchdown.
Well, the way they move the ball, they need to take advantage of this. 9:28 left in this first half, 14-0 Jonesboro. Tabor keeps on the read option. He's into the secondary, lumbering his way down to the 40 of Jonesboro. First down run of 13 for Tabor.
He's not real fast, but he runs real strong. He got a couple yards after the tackle there. Almost runs like a fullback sometimes.
He does. He's built like a fullback.
Yeah, a little bit.
He is. Unfortunately, he got his daddy speed, so he's ball at the 41-yard line here of Jonesboro's. Mountain Home continues to move the ball well. Alonzo, the wide out on the right side now for Mountain Home. They've looked his way several times. They'll give it this time to Junior Williams, and he moves the pile inside the 40 down to about the 38. A hard-fought 3-yard carry that time for Junior Williams.
Yeah, he had to carry about 3 or 4 with him for that one.
So 2nd and 7 coming up now for Mountain Home. Well, we've been lucky with the weather. There's been some sprinkles and some light rain and drizzling. Rain starting a little bit now again, but or some areas are in the States getting pounded with heavy rain and a lot of games and delays tonight because of lightning. We've been lucky here so far. 2nd down and 7 now for the Bombers. Tabor on the misdirection play. That counter, the handoff goes left side and down to about the 34-yard line. The carry that time was Seth Bashirs.
I love that they're going inside and then come back with that misdirection right there. I love that play. I always love that play back when I was playing. And, you know, just a great way to keep the defense honest.
Pick up a four for Bashir's down to the 34. So it's third and three for this Mountain Home offense. 8-11 left in the first half. Jonesboro up 14-0. And the ball given to Junior. It's kept, actually. And the toss now to Hirschberger. The ball's on the ground. And it's going to be no gain on the play, right at the 34.
First and foremost, number one rule on a rainy night, you want to maintain control of that football. And no matter how much it rains or how wet it gets, you got to hold on to it.
Fourth down here for the Bomber offense at the Jonesboro 34. Can they convert and keep the drive alive? Fourth and three. They're just inside the 34. They've got to make it to the 31 to move the chains.
I think they're overdue. I think they've been playing, they've been moving the ball so well. It's just been, there's that one thing that's kept them back, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and...
We'll take a timeout here as the Bombers want to talk over this fourth down play. 7:20 left in the opening half, 14-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
7:20 left to go here in this opening half. 14-0. Jonesboro leads it. Harrison leading Morrilton 14-0 there in the first half down at Morrilton this evening. Well, our umbrella in front of us is... So there we go. Umbrella's back out as a very light rain mist falling here at the stadium. Big fourth down here for this Bomber offense. Fourth and three at the Jonesboro, just inside the Jonesboro 41. This is a short three here for the Bomber offense. Can they convert? And they want to pass. Oh, across the middle. Had him open to the passes a little high and just off the hands of James Swartz, and the Bombers turn it over on downs. I like the play call, and it was there.
It was a great play call, and it was almost like the line didn't even move. They were trying to sneak one right in there over the top. I mean, I love that call. I mean, literally a fingernail away from making that play.
Man. So Jonesboro will take over at their own 44-yard line. They've had four possessions, two three and outs and two touchdowns. The one, the big 65-yard play. Sonny Elliott keeping the stats over here. Mountain Home still has more yards than Jonesboro. They just had the one big play so far tonight. Bomber defense playing pretty well. Down the right sideline, looking long here. Pass interference call. Lutz makes the catch anyway. Down about the 32-yard line. He had the 65-yard touchdown catch. Now he has a big catch down to the 32-yard line. It's a 24-yarder this time. So the Hurricane with another big play. Stockton able to make the stop for the Bombers.
If you're going to get a pass interference, you want to make sure they don't catch the ball.
Yes. Here's Jumper looking long down the left sideline. And this one is going to be incomplete as he overshoots the intended receiver that time, Jake Harrell. He's looked Harrell's way a couple of times and overthrown him twice tonight.
Just leading him a little too much.
Second and 10 here for the Jonesboro offense at the Mountain Home 32-yard line. 6:59 left in the opening half. Jonesboro up 14-0. Jumper hands it off. This is Thomas with it coming to the near side. A flag on the backside of the play. Thomas is going to pick up maybe a yard. Let's see what the flag is. This is going to be a hold against Jonesboro back at the 34-yard line. So that will back the ball up to the 46.
I'd like to say that helps us, but it looks like Jumper really likes to throw the ball deep, and this is going to give him the opportunity to do it a couple times.
Yes, it will. Second down, and they got to get to the 22-yard line. So Second and 24 here for the Hurricane. Jumper has time. Now he's going to tuck and run. A big gap up the middle. Takes on a tackler at the 39. Two other Bombers come in and finish him off at the 38-yard line.
Great job by the linebackers there, just, you know, kind of playing that spy and making sure that quarterback stays honest. I think with jumper speed, you don't want to let him get out there. He'll take off on you.
8-yard pickup, so third down and about 16 here for the Hurricane. 6:22 left in the opening half. Jonesboro leads at 14-0. Trips to the left side here for the Hurricane. Third and 16. Jumper, play action, pass right side to Lutz. Ball up in the air, and he pulls it down. He makes the catch at the 13-yard line. That ball was, it looked like it hit him and went straight up in the air. He's able to pull it in and has a first down catch at the 13.
Bashir's coming off the end right there, just about had him sacked. Just a moment away from making a play.
So a first down on the 25-yard pass play down to the 13-yard line. Jumper looking to pass again. Now he's going to tuck in a run to the right side. He's at the 5, and he is down to about the 1-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal coming up here for the Hurricane from the 1.
Takes the ball down inside the 5.
Good job by the defense there saving the touchdown. Not just giving up and letting them score.
Let's see if they can hold them out here. First and goal from the 1. Thomas hit. Second effort, and I think he got in. He did. Touchdown.
Thomas on the play. Touchdown.
Touchdown for the Hurricane. Mitchell Thomas.
Chambers in to attempt the extra point.
Comes with 5:33 left in this first half. Now Childers for the extra point. This one is good. 5:33 left before halftime. Jonesboro leads it 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state, blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
5:33 left in the first half, 21-0. Our score, Jonesboro with the lead. Marion with a touchdown lead over West Memphis right now. And Pine Bluffs lead at Seven Hills 7-3 right now. Still no score on the Searcy-Jacksonville game. Jonesboro getting ready to kick off once again. Childers with a line drive kick that's going to go out of bounds. So the Bombers will have pretty decent field position here. 5:33 left before halftime. Tobias's Bomber offense moving the ball well.
They are, you know, but the scoreboard doesn't show that, and I don't think it's really doing them justice. They continue to put, you know, pretty good drives together. Just, you know, that one play, whether it be a penalty or, you know, just a barely missed pass, is keeping them out of the end zone.
Blake Pope in at tight end. Pope and Pouch both with a double tight formation here. And the ball is given to Junior Williams, and not much there. They'll give him a 1-yard gain with the spot there. So second and 9 coming up.
There's not a lot of room there between those big tackles. There's just nowhere really to run. They try to go back to it, but seem to have a little bit more success on the edges.
You've got Stewart, Pointer, and Light up front. 216, 300, and 250 for the Hurricane. Second down and nine here for the Bombers. Here's that toss sweep. This is Bashir's getting in, trying to get to the corner. He's unable to as he is chased down. That's the safety Stoner that came up and made the play. No gain on the carry that time for Bashir's. Third and nine for the Bombers. Alonzo will be in the game. He'll be the wide out on the near side. The Bombers working from the far hash. 4:19 left in the opening half. 21-0 Jonesboro. And Tabor to pass. We've got a whistle first and a flag on the far sideline. And we're going to have a false start by Mount Sonoma once again. That's five penalties for 55 yards against Mount Sonoma in this first down.
You know, as that play unfolded right there, right before they blew the whistle, Alonzo looked like he was coming right there on a little bit of an out route. It looks like it would have been there. That's looks like who he was looking to throw at. Just too bad it.
Alonzo will be the wideout again on the near side. Swartz back in the game in the backfield, one of those halfback positions. Play action. Tabor to pass across the middle, and it's incomplete. It was intended that time for Swartz, and the Bombers will be forced to punt.
Stoner and Clark back there, both in the way. You know, there's two or three guys there in coverage.
Fourth and 15 here for fourth and about 14 actually here for the Bombers, and Dylan Pausch will punt once again. Lutes the up man, Beret the back man, as far as the return guys are concerned here for Jonesboro. Gets the kick away, high kick. Fair catch called for by Lutz. Drops the ball, and Mount Sonoma covers it. The Bombers get it back at the 37-yard line as Lutz fumbles the punt, and Mount Sonoma will get it.
Was that Trace Rick that come up with the?
I think it was.
And that's great. You know, they call that fair catch, and he made sure he, you know, he stopped. He watched the ball all the way down. As soon as he dropped, he jumped right on it. Just a great play there. Now we're talking about good field position and rewarding this offense for what they've done, because, like I said, they've been putting together good drives, just can't quite get it in the end zone.
The Bombers will start at the Jonesboro 37, down three touchdowns. Boy, you'd love to see a score on the board before the break here. Ball kept by Tabor this time, turns it upfield. He's into the secondary. He lumbers down to the 30, makes it the 24-yard line. And now a flag at the end of the play comes in. Again, there's some jawing going on. And I think they're going to get one of the Jonesboro players here.
Yeah, I think Stoner had a few extra words to say after the play there.
The play went to the 24. It was a 13-yard pickup and a first down. Let's see what the flag is. It's dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Jonesboro. So the ball goes to the 24. It'll be half the distance there to about the 12-yard line is where this should wind up. And that's where they put the ball down.
And a fresh set of downs. Now you got four shots at the end zone here to get some points on the board for the end of the half.
Jonesboro, six penalties for 62 yards in this first half. Bombers have it at the 12-yard line. First down. Handoff is to Big Junior Williams, and he's going to take it inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. He'll pick up four on the play.
He got a few of them right there, and that's what you want, you know. And if you're Maddox, and you don't want to get in a hurry, you got plenty of time. Just let your guys do what they do and get in the end zone.
2:52 left before halftime. Jonesboro a 21-0 lead. Tabor will keep it himself, turns it upfield, spinning near the goal line, and he's going to be down, looks like around the 2-yard line or so. Oh, he fumbled the ball, and Jonesboro has it. I never saw the ball came out. He was on the far side of the field, and we had all the players between us and the end of the play, and he fumbles the football, and now there's an injured player, and that is the Mountain Home quarterback. That's Tabor that's down. So the ball came out at the end of the play, and Jonesboro has recovered, and the second turnover of the night by Mountain Home. And this one occurs inside the 5 of Jonesboro, and Tabor's down flat on his back. They tend to him. We'll break. 2:37 left in the opening half. 21-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Well, Tabor's up. He came off the field. He's okay. And now Jonesboro with the ball, started at the 2. 8-yard run out to the 10. And now an incomplete pass. So it's 3rd and about 2 here for the Hurricane.
Jumper got excited again there and overthrew his receiver.
Had him open too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But he overthrew him by quite a ways.
2:05 left in the first half. Jonesboro leads it 21-0. The handoff, this is Thomas, the running back, on a sweep to the right side. Turns it upfield, has a first down across the 10 to about the 14-yard line. Picks up 4 on the play.
Colton Peters making a great tackle right there.
Peters came into the game as the leading tackler on the team. He had 21. Brock Bogé Peters had 23, Bogé with 21. First down for the Hurricane. Play action as Jumper looks long, right side, and the ball is caught by Lutz. He breaks a tackle at the 47. It's a foot race. He's going to win it. This is an 86-yard touchdown pass from Jumper to Lutz. They hooked up on a 65-yarder earlier. This one goes for 86.
Caught it right in the middle of two defenders. Made a great play on the catch and just took off.
He did a good job with his speed, but well, you got to wrap up there and about the 46-yard line where he caught the football. Boy, how quickly this has turned. The Bombers looked like they were going to score, had the ball at the 2-yard line. Unfortunately, it came loose and a fumble. Jonesboro recovers, and four plays later, they are in the end zone. Extra point is good. 1:37 left in the half. Jonesboro up 28-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing professional travel services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with professional travel services.
So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jaleese, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.adhe.edu.
This is winning.
1:37 left in this first half. Boy, this one turned quickly. We thought we were looking at a 21-7 game. Instead, it's a 28-0 game. Here's the kickoff by Childers. Bounholm will catch it at about the 4-yard line. This is Schwartz with the return to the 15, to the 20, and steps out of bounds. He's going to be out at the 19-yard line is where they will mark him down. Great. Boy, Tobias, go ahead.
The great return there by Schwartz. I mean, put a little stiff arm on that man. Got a couple extra yards out of it.
Boy, that's how quickly that tide turned, and now you have to worry about how the Bombers will respond. I mean, you're knocking on the door trying to make it a two-score game again, and all of a sudden you're down by four.
That's a tough one to swallow, but, you know, you still got a minute and a half here. You know, you've been moving the ball. I say use your time wisely. Take a shot.
Bombers have two timeouts left. Alonzo, the wide out on the left side. And Tabor, again, he's fine. He's back in the game. Gives it to Junior this time. And he is moving the pile out to the 25, 26-yard line. And, again, they will not get him on the ground. Unable to tackle him, and he's upset.
You know, I can't blame him, though. He continues to get frustrated whenever he gets tied up in the pile, and they're blowing the whistle, you know. Where's the forward progress spot him at?
26, pickup of 7.
Now they gave him great field position out of it.
Second and 3 coming up here for the Bombers. Working left to right here for the final 59 seconds of the half. Tabor will keep it himself. Tabor bounces off one tackler, and the other guy from behind grabs his leg and hangs on. He's got a first down run, though, out to the 32, a pickup of 6. And a first down for the Bombers. 47 seconds left in the half. Now the Bombers have two timeouts left. They're setting the play in from the sideline here. Peters and Alonzo, the two wideouts here. And Tabor to pass. Looking Peters' way down the right sideline. Good adjustment and can't quite come up with the football. It was thrown behind him a little bit, and Colton able to stop and cut off that route and try to come back to it. Just couldn't haul it in.
He had a lot of room over there. Just like you said, just couldn't bring it in.
26 seconds left in the half. Tabor. Here's that quick slant intended that time for Logan Walker. It's incomplete. So third down coming up here for this Bomber offense. 21 seconds left in the half. From their own 32, third and 10.
Well, if you're not going to score in this situation, you at least want to eat up what's left on the clock.
Definitely. Don't want to leave the Hurricane any time at all.
They don't need much time.
Right, we've seen that, those big strike plays. Tabor gives it this time to Junior. Third down coming up. Jonesboro not going to use a timeout to stop the clock, so the half will run out. The play goes to the 35, a pickup of 3, and that's going to bring an end to the first half, and Jonesboro will take a 4-touchdown lead into the locker room at halftime. And I tell you what, if you just see the score, you think, well, Jonesboro's dominating. But if you've been listening to this whole game or you've been watching this, you know the Mountain Home is actually pretty well dominated the line of scrimmage.
They have. They really have, you know, and the scoreboard doesn't tell a truth this time. I mean, they've really done a good job, you know, both moving the football and making plays on defense, and just unfortunately the scoreboard doesn't reflect that.
Well, we've reached halftime. We will take a break. It's 28-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.